Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Brachas, daf Pei Aleph, and we are in deep into the sugyas of Elu Dvarim, the Mishnayos of Tumah V'Tahara, Mishnayos. There are a couple of dafim in Shas and various Masechtas that are known for the Tumah V'Tahara issues, so this is one of the areas where we get to talk about a foray into some halachas of Tumas Ochlin and Tumas Kalim. And again, today's shiurim and the Masechta shiurim is sponsored by the Elman family. Lili Nishmas Reb Yehuda Bar Bichila Michal Fegelman, Bunya Bas Reb Chaim Asher Fegelman, Reb Gershon Lipa Barley Basriel Rubin, and Basa Bas Reb Yamin Rubin Aleya Mashalom. Just one thought from yesterday. We didn't get to read the Shulchan Aruch about Mayim Achronim. We mentioned Mayim Achronim that is done at the end of the Seuda. Chazal give two different reasons. In one place, Chazal say that it's based on the Melech Sodomis, the Gemara and Chulin, the salt that used to be dangerous for the eyes, and therefore, if we wanted to wash the hands, to make the salt wasn't on the hands, so it wouldn't touch the eyes, and Chas V'Shalom be dangerous for someone. And the other is based on a pasuk. The pasuk says, Vizkadishtem. And Elamayim Rishon, and Visam Kadoshim, Elamayim Achronim, based on the Pasuk and an Asmachta. Number two. Number three, we had yesterday. We had the idea of, because of Mayim Achronim, Alashniyim, Yatza Isha Mibesa, Vyeshim Nergo, Alashlosha Nefashos. We have sometimes Gezeris and Chazal based on a specific story that happened. Right, the Gemara in Shabbos talks about wearing a certain type of shoes with cleats on them because of the danger that happened, because of one story that they thought it was the enemy and it really wasn't the enemy. So that was the Maharshal's point in Chulin, that we have this story, and the Chadin based on the story. So putting all that together, that's the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Pei Aleph. How do you remember what Siman it is? You have coffee often at the end of the meal. So Kuf Pei Aleph, cafe, right? That's the, so you remember what the Siman is. So Mayim Achronim Chova, the first three words of the Siman, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mayim Achronim is Chova, quoting the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Kuf Hei, that's quoted in the Rif and the Rashi and the Rishonim. Chova, why? Mishnah Berurah quotes, based on the earlier sources, Hatam, Mishum Shahadayim, Mizuamos Hein Mino Achilu, Psulos Labracha, your hands are dirty. Your hands are dirty and oily from the food, and therefore it's not mechubad, it's not kavadik to say a bracha and to bench when our hands are dirty. V'samchu chazal akra, v'iskadishtem, v'isem kadoshim, v'iskadishtem edamayim rishonim, shikachu yudayim kodem achilu otara mitoma, as we've been speaking about, netilas yudayim, v'isem kadoshim edamayim achronim, v'yafilu lemi she'enem mevarech ba'atzmo, el shomea latzeis v'piyam mevarech, v'yosem izeh afilu k'shein yadam uzomos klam en achila gamkin chibu chazal b'nihilzayim achrona, Mipnei Chshash Melach Sodomis. Besides the Nikius element, there, even if you don't, if you're use silverware, still, there might have been some salty, sedimite salt around, and therefore, B'chosu the Halonim Samelach, V'chulu, and then, of course, the Mishnah Berurah adds, V'afsha Achshavein Matsu Melach Sodomis Beinenu, Yishlochash Lomalach Acher Shetiva Kamosa, you're right about other salt that has the, nature of it. Either way, this is a machlokas rishonim about whether this is something that should still be done today. Right? It's unusual. Most of the time we have dinim that even though the Gemara Beitza up, please. Even though the din doesn't, the reason doesn't apply, the din still applies. That's the general rule. Ava bishabat la tam la bat la gzeira. That's 98% of the time. The din stays even if the reason doesn't apply. The Vilna Gaon says in one place that there are 100 reasons for every din d'rabbanan. 100. We know one reason. Chazal gave us one reason. So that one reason doesn't apply. Okay, what about the other 99? Chazal didn't tell us every single reason. Once in a while, there will be a din that Bali Tosfos and the Rishonim would say, oh, because the reason doesn't apply, so the din doesn't apply. Right? So the Chiddush are those cases. Right? The Chiddush are those cases. Tosfos and Maseches, two places in Beisa. Tosfos in the first parak of Beisa talks about the Mayim Gluyim. Mayim Gluyim on the Vavim and Aleph, right? The snake. Hachanami Amrina Bekabe Mayim Gluyim to Asurin Shemanacha Shasamehen. V'yachshav She'en Nachashim Mitzuyim Beinenu Anu Shosamehen Afil Lachadchila. Ava Bishodover Bishop Minyan, right? Even though it was a din, you're not allowed to drink uncovered water that was left out overnight. Still, Tosva says, nowadays we can. All the Mepharshim wonder, how could Tosva say this? There was a din. You can't drink just because the reason doesn't apply, there are no snakes around that are dropping off venom anymore. That doesn't mean that the din should apply, shouldn't apply. So you have to explain. Many say that, no, it was built in. Even at the time of the Gzera, it wasn't a Gzera across the board. Even at that time, if there was no snakes, there was no din. So it was built in, right? A. Or B, again, that's one pshat, or B, Tosfos later on in the Masechta, I think on Daf Lamed, where Tosfos also discusses. Happens to be twice in Beitza, right? The Tosfos there talks about the Gzeiros Darabanan of clapping and dancing and all the Gzeiros, the extension. There's Issur Darabanan to play musical instruments on Shabbos and Yantav. Gzeira, Shemitach, and Kleshir. As an extension of that, clapping and singing and dancing without any instruments. As an extension of Exera Drabana. Tosfa says, Bizman Azeh, because we don't go around fixing things, Tosfa says, Mi Udlididon Shari, the Dafka Biyameyan, Shayim Bukiyan Lasu Kleshir. In those days that they knew how to fix guitars and fix everything that snaps, then there was Shaykh Lemigzar. Avaladidon, Einot Bukiyan Lasu Kleshir, Velo Shaykh Lemigzar, there's no Xera. So Tosfa's got rid of the extension. Didn't get rid of the Din Drabana of playing instruments, but the extension of the Din Drabana, the clapping and the dancing, and the Ramah quotes it. The Ramah quotes it in the Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to clap, you're allowed to dance, v'chulu. So what did the Tosfos do? What did the Ramah do? So again, you got to figure that out. Maybe it's just because it's an extension of an extension. Either way, the Shmir Shabbos quotes that Simcha Shal Mitzvah is dancing for a mitzvah on Shabbos is okay for sure. The Shever Brachas that whatever the context might be, again, a big topic. But those are some examples. So that's the question about Mayim Achronim. Was Mayim Achronim a real din that they made? And therefore, even if the reason doesn't apply, then the din shouldn't apply, or no, that the it was just based on the realities, and if the realities don't exist anymore, just like the snakes, so then it would be different. So that's the discussion here. So it's Sif Aleph and Kufay Aleph Yavayim Achronim Chova, and then at the end, the last Sif Yud, Yeshei Noagim Lito Mayim Achronim. And there are those based on Tosfos that don't do it Bizman Hazeh, Vafilu Lenoagim Kid, even that those do it, Adam Shu Istinis, for Aga Lito Yodav Achar Suda, but if somebody's an Istinis and likes to wash their hands before they wash, they have to do it, in order to be able to have covet for the bracha. In any case, there's no bracha for Mayim Achronim. In any case, right? Even if one does Mayim Achronim, we know there's no bracha because the rule is we never make a bracha on something that is just to remove a problem, right? We make a bracha on Tevilas Kelim to be Mosif Kedusha, but not on Hechsher Kelim, not Kashering. That's just removing a problem, right? We don't make a bracha on Mayim Achronim. We make a bracha on Atilas Yadayim Rishonim because whenever there's Hosafas Kedusha, we make a bracha not to remove. That's a big discussion by a certain mitzvos. Is it just removing a Bir Chametz, we make a bracha. Isn't that just removing the Chametz? No, it's creating a Bayis Baduk, right? What about making a bracha on Ma'akeh? Right? Is that just removing a dangerous situation? No, it's creating a safe environment. You do something positive. Right? So it's a big discussion in these contexts. Okay, so let's continue now back to our sugya with that Mayim Achronim interlude. We continue now. We are on Pei Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, Shmuel Salak L'Gabei Rav. Shmuel went up to Rav. Rav and Shmuel were both in Bavel. So maybe this was at the time that Rav was still in Eretz Yisrael. Rav, we know, was the transition figure. Rav was the Talmud of Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. Rav was the last Tana and the first Amora. And then Rav and Shmuel were Rashi Yeshiva in Bavel. So Shmuel went to Rav. Chama Yasei, Achal Kahasam. He saw him eating like them. What's them? Like the Babylonians. What was he doing? He was not touching his bread. He was eating it with a handkerchief. With a napkin. Armalei Malkin, he says, what are you doing? Right? We learned yesterday. You can't rely on that. You have to go find water. Rav, you're the Rosh Yeshiva. You know, how could you be holding the bread and relying on the fact not doing the Tilas Yadayim? Armalei Istinasani, he says, no, of course I wash the Tilas Yadayim. But I still don't like to eat the bread with my hands. So I did both. Right? I washed my hands and I also am holding it. Reb Zira, Kapsak Lahacha, Reb Zira also, when he came here to Eretz Yisrael, Chama Kohanai Achlin Kasim, he saw Kohanim eating like there. Again, he saw Kohanim eating their truma, in a mapa without Netilas Yadayim. Right? On my loan. Ha Azil Lahaid Rav Shmuel. Don't you know the story? Rav Shmuel and Rav, and he asked, and he said, of course you have to do it. So what are you doing? How could you be, not doing Netilas Yadayim? Aser Reb Yosi Bar Yekana b'shem Shmuel. So they quote another statement: Netilas Yadayim lechulin, ain't Netilas Yadayim l'truma. Right, we didn't have this yet. This shita holds: Netilas Yadayim is only for those who eat chulin, meaning for Yisraelim who aren't so makpid about their hands and their fingers and what they touch. So they need Netilas Yadayim. You talk about Kohanim here. Ain't Netilas Yadayim l'truma. That means la'ochle truma. Right, for Ochlei Truma, they're makpid about, they're always bedaktik, and they're focused on Tumah Vatara and what they're touching and where their hands are going, so therefore, it is the kohanim, the ochle truma, don't have to wash their hands in that way. Again, bisman hazeh, obviously, no, there's no difference between kohanim and Yisraelim. Rabbi Yossi amar l'truma v'lechulin. Rabbi Yossi argues on that, and that's what we hold, that there's no difference between ochle truma and ochle chulin, right? Everyone has to wash their hands for bread. Maybe at the end, if there's time, we'll get back to Shmuel and Rav being on the border of the Tanaim and the Amorah. But now we'll continue, though, first. Rabbi Yosa, b'shem Rabbi Chia bar Ashi, Rabbi Yona, Rabbi Chia bar Ashi, b'shem Rav, Netilas Yadayim l'truma ad haperek. So as we mentioned, b'zman hazeh, we wash our hands because of Sarach Truma. But the Gemara says maybe there's a difference even between the Ikar Adin of washing one's hands for Truma, because again, hands are considered Shnios l'tuma, and therefore they would make the Truma Tameh, but there's a difference between that and chulin. So Rav says, "Detilas yadayim, you have to wash until your wrist." Ad haperek, ulechulin ad kishri etzbaosa. But for chulin, only up until where the fingers meet the hand, right? The knuckles, right? That you don't have to do it the whole way. There's a kula. Maisha bar braid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar min tahavi achalim savi. Whenever I used to eat with my grandfather, v'lo meshatev yodu ad haperek, and somebody didn't wash their hands until their wrist, lo avi achli mei, he didn't eat with them. He didn't eat with them. He was machmid about washing hands until the wrist. No kulis, even for chulin. Rav Huna Amar, ein netilas yadayim el lapas bilvad. As we have said, there is no netilas yadayim, even though Chazal instituted the washing for related to truma, but still, to remind us about truma, and truma wasn't only bread, right? What was truma? Machlokas Rishonim. We had to give truma some maizus from. The many Rashi and Tosfos all over Shas Bavli say all of the Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar, right? That's what requires Truma Daraisa, wheat and Tirosh V'Yitzar, oil and wine. What about or grapes and olives? What about more than that? So there is a day in the there is a day in the Rishonim that say Shivas Haminim. Right, there's a Ravid, I think, in Shimon ben Kubetzes, but the Rambam holds all fruit. Rambam holds all fruit is Shumas and Maisas Daraisa. Vegetables, Yerakos are for sure Durabanan. That's a Beferish Gemara. Maiser, Yerak is Durabanan. But the Rambam holds all other fruit are Daraisa. Major Machlokas Rishonim between the Rambam and Baalei Tosfos. So really, Truma can be eat anything. So why, Dafka, do we have to wash our hands for bread? Right, which is just Dagan. Right, but that's the din. That's the Chumra that we have, in order to be able to remind us. You don't have to have the parallel to every type of food. The Ran and Chulin Daf Kufav says bread is derech kvius. Derech kvius. So that's the most serious eating. That's the staple of society, and therefore that's where Chazal enacted it. Tani Ravoshia, but others say then more. No, kol davar sheish bo lichluch mashke. Anything that is wet, that was wet by one of the liquids, that requires netilas yadayim. Right? Kol sheish bo lichluch mashke. Which mashkin? Now we know the seven mashkin. The Mishnah at the end of Machshirin lists off the seven liquids. Yad Shachad Dam, right? That's the abbreviation. Those are the seven liquids. If it gets something wet, so now it's Makabel Toma. So anything that's wet with one of those seven liquids has to have Netilas Yadayim. I once heard, I don't remember who said it, I once heard that those seven liquids, the Yad Shachad Dam, are all parallel to another one of the Yom Tovim. And one of the Antovim. Six out of seven are pretty straightforward. The seventh one, you gotta fetch a little bit. But the Yad Shachad Dam. So Yayin. Yayin is Purim. Right? Dam is Pesach. That's Yad. Shachat Shemen. Shemen is Hanukkah. Chalav is Shavuos. We'll skip test for a second. Right? And then the last two, Dam, Dvash, is Rosh Hashanah. And Mayim is Sukkos. Right, so six out of seven, pretty straightforward. So what are you left with? Tal and Yom Kippur. That's a little Tzarachian. What exactly? But you can say a lot of different machshav on it. The Tal of the dew we have. The dew is always needed for Tchias HaMesim, and we all have Tchias HaMesim on Yom Kippur. And the related Hakadosh Baruch Hu's special dew that comes upon us. But the six out of seven are straight. But that's a good way to remember the seven liquids and the Yom Tovim. We get Yad Shachatam, the Mishnah, toward the end of Machshirin. So Rabbi Oshia says you have to wash your hands whenever something is wet. Rabbi Zeira Amar Afilu Mekatetz Turmesin Havinato Yate. Even if somebody is chewing a dry turmesin, we have turmesin already, it has to be cooked many times. Even if one's eating that, one washes their hands. Again, Bizman Azed, the Bavli says that we shouldn't wash our hands for fruits and vegetables that are wet. We'll be Migase Ruach. We don't do that. Maybe one night a year we do it, right, for Karpas. The Shulchan Aruch says that we do that. The Taz is very upset. In Hilchos Pesach, what are we, hypocrites? We're doing it one night a year. We don't do it the whole year. We're being makbid on this halacha one night a year. But that's the minhag of Klal Yisrael. Right? The one night a year, the Leil HaSeder, we're ki'ilu bizman ha-migdash, we're keeping Tumah V'Tahara, and that's why we do it then. Even though the Taz is upset about it, that is the minhag of Klal Yisrael. Continuing. Rav Omar, Natal Yadav Shachris, Ematrichan Allah Ben Arbayim. Wow. Rav says, you wash your hands in the morning, that covers you. It covers you, for the day. Don't we know, don't Chazal say, right, the Haredim quotes this, one of the takefs in the Tilos Yadayim Suda, right, you have to wash your hands right beforehand. We had that even, right, 2 days ago, right, we have to wash your hands, what do you mean, wash your hands in the morning and it covers it? So the answer is that's only if you didn't make a tanai and you didn't focus on it in the morning when you wash your hands. If you focus and wash your hands in the morning, so then it is enough. Rabbi Avina mafakid lachamrei. Rabbi Avina even told his donkey drivers, "Hein da'asun mishachin mistachin." If you ever find water, you know, to wash, nas v'nidechon. Right, wash your hands when you find water. You know, you're going to be traveling the whole day. You never know when you're going to get the next water. So you're going to want to have your sandwich at the when you're traveling. So when you find water, wash your hands. Umasni al kol yoma, and make a tanai on the whole day. Make a tanai on the whole day. Have in mind that this washing should be for the rest of my day. Right. So this is a big discussion, major machlokas rishonim about this. Is this only first? A, is it a good idea? You ought to do this. Make a tanai in the morning and not have hezek hadas. And is it only b'shas hatchak or even shalom b'shas hatchak? Right, that's the Rashba has 2 days about this in Brachos, and Rashba talks about this in a few places. In the Chuvas, in Tzim and Tav Kuf Yud, in Chelek Aleph, in Taras Habayis, he has a machlokas with the Ra, and in the Chidushim, in Chulin, on Daf Kuf Vav. That's what I brought in here. Says the Rashba here is a big discussion. Also in Chulin Kuf Vav, it says, Amarav, no tel Adam Yadav Shachris Umasne. Right, you can make a tanai. Masne la'achila. Rashi there says in Chulin, Ubilvachi Izar Milatanfemu Milatamam. As long as they don't get dirty and you don't lose focus. Umimena atalamed, says the Rashba. To Mishanata Yadav Shelo al Das Achila. First point of the Rashba is, do you need kavana for Netilas Shadayim? It's clear from this Gemara that you need kavana, because you have to make a tnai. You have to think about your later in the day. Right? You think Shalom, right? You need a kavana. Ella shehutama im hisna lachila v'shamar yadav lama amru dafka b'shas atchak. So why is it only b'shas atchak this is okay? If you had kavan and you made a tanai, why only b'shas atchak? In piksa da arvas to ha'ika tanai lachila v'shmir mehesach v'shema mishem srach trume hechmiru litol b'shas achila shema yisiach daito b'aflagas hazman v'lava daite. Maybe it's a chumra of truma, but he ends up by saying hilkach b'chol makom shari afilo shalom b'shas atchak nami. Even shalom b'shas atchak, you need kavana. So this is your kavana. You have kavana in the morning, and it works for later on. Other Rishonim are not so convinced of that, but we've never heard of this because generally it's not something that we should rely on. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Kuf Samach Dalet, No tal adam yadav shachris umas talim kol hayom afilu shalom b'shas atchak. Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rashba that we just read, right? One could wash their hands in the morning, and even shalom b'shas atchak ubilvad. You can't have a hesek hadas. Who doesn't have a hesek hadas if you wash your hands in the morning? But if you don't have a hesek hadas, right, and velo yitanfeim, and you don't touch anything that would require nitzilas yadayim. V'mayim mitzuyim lo, tov sheyachzor v'ito v'yadav velo yivarech. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mishnah Berura, Yesh min haposkim shekasu de'en lohakel bazekiyim b'shas adchak. K'go sheholech baderech v'yarish lo'imsa shamayim. V'chen kishyoshi bagala, you're on a wagon with ovde gilulim, with idolaters, and they're not going to wait for you if you go off to the rest stop to go wash your hands. Right, so, b'shas adchak. One could rely on it, but one rather should not rely on it. That is the Mishnah Berura, and that's what the Aruch HaShulchan's Lashon is here in Kuf Samach Dalet. The Aruch HaShulchan says, after quoting the Machlokas Rishonim, about Shas HaTchak or Nak, he says, V'yoser miz, v'harvei Rishonim Pasku Kein, that only Shas HaTchak, V'yoser miz, v'akasav echad me'agdolim, do ha'idra no'ag alma shalol ha'asnos klal. We don't make this type of tzadai b'zman hazeh. U'be'emes, lo shamanu b'yameinu, mishayasa Kein. Says the Aruch HaShulchan 100 years ago, 120 years ago, we never heard of anybody who does such a thing. Lo shamanu miyameinu mishasakein. Umikal makom. But, b'shaz adchak, shenosei makusim, v'kasha lipso mayim. If somebody, I don't know, they ran out of, you're on an airplane, they don't let you get out of the seat. You can bring you some water, I don't know. But, if there's a shaz adchak mamish, then, one can make such a, if you have to know that beforehand, when you have the water, that you're gonna make a tzai beforehand. Either way, we said, if somebody's in a situation where they're not going to have water, they don't have water, they have to go 4 mil, 72 minutes, as we said, but if not, they just don't touch the bread. But again, that's not something that one should generally rely on. But again, this is a big discussion in the Rishonim about making the tanai and relying on it in the morning. We generally don't do that as the Aruch HaShulchan said. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Reb Zeira, Salah Gabe Rabbi Yavohu LeKisrin. Rabbi Zeira went up to Rabbi Yavohu in Caesarea, or in Kisrin. The Gemara in the Bavli, Daf Menvav, tells us that Rabbi Zeira was very ill. Rabbi Yavohu made a neder that if Rabbi Zeira got better, he'd make him a party. So this is the party, right? He'll make him a party in order to celebrate. So Rabbi Zeira came to Rabbi Yavohu's house, maybe for the party, right? To Ashkechei V'Amar, the Girsa of the Charedim, Nezel Lechol, let's eat. Let's eat something, right? Rabbi Yavohu invites him. Right, the Charedim, his minu shiochalimo. So Yavli igula de katzi, he gave him some bread, to cut. Igul, maybe it's, that's the shape of the bread, right? Gave him a round, piece of roll to cut, to make a motzi. Amale sabrich, he says, no, please, bechavot, say a motzi. Amale balabayas yodea kocho shel kikaro. The balabayas knows the koach of the kikar. That means he knows how to give out big pieces. Right? The balabayas, as the Bavli says in Memvav, again the Charedim quotes it, balabayas botseya kedishiyiv sabayin yafe. The balabayas, so thank you for the offer, Reb Zeira says, but you make hamotzi. So one of the achronim in the back say, well, maybe Rabbi Yavohu knew that halacha, but maybe because the party was lekavod Reb Zeira, so he was like the balabayas. Right, because he was it was lechvodo. That was why everybody was there for. So that's why he wanted to give it to him. Balabais, but also you see from here that the balabais could be mechabed whoever he wants. The Magen Avraham says the beginning of Kuf Samach Zayin Siflamid Beis that the balabais can be mechabed someone if with hamotzi, even though it says balabais botseya. Fine. Manda achlon, so they're eating. Amarle savrich, so after they ate, so at least Rabbi Yavohu says, Rabbi Zeira, okay, could you please bench for us at least? Bench for us. Amarle, chacham Rabbi l'Rav Huna and Asher Rabba. You obviously know that Rav Huna is an amazing man, right? You know Rav Huna, right? Rav Huna was right, in Bavel. So Rabbi Zeira came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. So he's saying, you know, Rav Huna was a great man. V'hu ave omer, and Rav Huna used to say, haposeach hu chosem. The one who makes hamotzi is the one that benches. Right, aposeach uchosem. Right, again, even though, right, against the Bavli says that it's the oreach mevarech, so that he can say the birchas oreach, as in the days of old, that only one person benched, so you allow the oreach to be mizami. But again, this is what Rav Huna said, so that is what Rav Zeira reported. Masnisa pliga Rav Huna, but this following Brisa argues on Rav Huna. Detani, because the Brisa says, seder netila shadayim, ad chamisha maskilim en agadol. If you have five people that are going to wash, up to five people, then the gadol washes first. Because he's not going to have to wait so long. Only four of the people that are going to wash. More than that, he shouldn't wash first, because then he's going to have to wait a long time. More than that, so you start with the katan. But emsa, if you're washing your hands in the middle of the meal, then there's no waiting. You're just washing your hands and continuing to eat. So the gadol goes first. What about after you eat? You start with the mevarech, meaning the one who's going to bench. Why? Why do you start with him? Lo sheyaskin asbo lebracha. Isn't it to like give him time to recognize that he's going to bench? He's going to be the one that benches. He's going to get himself ready, get himself focused, and bench. So isn't that why you allow him to have mayim achronim first? But what do you see from there? That he didn't know otherwise that he was going to bench. It's only the mayim achronim. Now I'm going to bench. But if you hold like Rav Huna, that whoever made hamotzi is the one that's going to bench. You don't need the simon of the mayim achronim, right? He knows. But by the way, this reflects to us that we have to get ourselves ready for benching, right? You have to be misakin asma lebracha, right? Whether you have a bencher or whatever it might be, right? They say, right, the great gedolim who was a Rav Shach, when he turned 100, he said, that's what I'm going to be makabel, to bench with a bencher. bench with a bencher, because I bench better with a bencher. Okay, but that's we have to be ready for benching. Benching is the mitzvah daraisa. So isn't this braisa against Rav Huna? Because Rav Huna says the mavarech is the one that's going to be mezamein. So Rabbi Yitzchak, no, there's no raya. Tipater be elaine dahavi alin kitten. It could be that the braisa is talking about a case where people didn't start the meal at the same time. They all came in a piecemeal, little by little. So there was no raya that one person made amotzi for everybody else. No, they all made their own amotzi. So in that case, nobody knows who's going to bench. So that's why you need my machronim to tip you off. Alo yadin mama varcha. They didn't know who was going to bench. So that is why the brisa might not be against Rav Huna. Just a couple of other details about netilas yadayim before we go to the next mishnah. The Shulchan Aruch says kuf samachay. Interesting halacha. What happens if somebody went to the bathroom and they're about to wash? Right, the Shulchan Aruch says, one is supposed to check themselves before they sit down to a su'uda to make sure they don't have to go to the bathroom, so they won't have to be mafsuk in the middle. But what if somebody went to the bathroom? So they come out of the bathroom, and they have to wash, and they have to say asher yatsar, and they have to say netilas yadayim, and it's like, what do you do? What do you do in that situation? Right, because you don't want to wash, do you wash twice? So says the Shulchan Aruch, ha'oset tzracha v'rotzeh lechol yitol shtei pa'amim. Twice. Al rishonim mevarech asher yatsar, that's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. You wash twice. You wash your hands, like in order. Wash your hands, say Asher Asher Yotzer, and then wash your hands again for Netilas Yadayim. But one second. Netilas Yadayim is because my hands are askanios, and so I just wash my hands. Isn't that kind of like a brachal of Atala? You just washed your hands. You wash your hands again? Says the Mishnah Berurah, yitol shtei pamim. Dim yitol pam achas, v'yivarech mitchila asher yatzar. V'yachar kach anatilas yadayim. If I wash my hands once and say an asher yatzar anatilas yadayim, havi hefsik bin anatilas berchasa. I'm having a hefsik between the washing and the anatilas yadayim, if I say asher yatzar first. V'yim yivarech mitchila anatilas yadayim, v'yachar kach asher yatzar. So flip it. Wash your hands once, say anatilas yadayim, and then asher yatzar, havi hefsik bin berchasa anatilas lahamotzi. Then I have a hefsik between anatilas yadayim and hamotzi. So delay the Asher Yatzar. After you make Amotzi. Gamzei no nacho. No, you have a chiyuv to say Asher Yatzar right now. You can't push it off. So you're stuck. What do you do? So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Twice. Wash once, and say an Asher Yatzar. And then wash again, and then say the Tehillat Yadayim. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, but what about the problem that I just mentioned? If you wash, you have the katzvah ha'achronim, the tzorech lizor, shelo litol b'pam harishon netila gemura. Don't wash so well the first time. Don't wash in a way that would pater you from netilas yadayim. Because then you wouldn't have to do it again. It would be a bracha levatala, kind of. V'rak ma'at mishum nekiyus. Just wash your hands, right? Getting out of the bathroom, just wash your hands a little bit, meaning you don't use a kli, and you don't, maybe don't go all the way to the wrist. Right, the ilav hachi hari nitro yada b'pam harishon v'in shak lavarech od al netilas shniya. So therefore, so if you have to wash your hands, just wash it enough to clean your hands for the asher yatzar, but not enough to be a netila gemura for the bracha v'da. And then he adds, the yesh kama poskin desvir luhu asher yatzar lo avi hefsek ben bircha netila amotzi. Maybe there are those that might say asher yatzar is not such a hefsek. Right, between the netila and the amotzi. Mishum da'kolot tzarach taharas yadayim. Fabi kamo gvilatura. It's like, right, we said, right, feed the ox. Right, that's the, you can feed the ox. Al-kenim b'di'evin, not the netila, b'di'evin. If you did one washing, and you did it properly, you did a perfect washing, so then you should say on netilas yadayim, and then asher yatzar, and be somech on those poskim. So that's an interesting discussion in this Mishnah Berurah. Goes to Lamaisa, what you're supposed to do in these type of situations with the bathroom and the washing. Okay, there's a lot more, but let's continue. So Beis Shammai Omrim, next Mishnah, Halacha Gimel. Beis Shammai Omrim, Mekaneach. So after you wash your hands, what are you supposed to do with the towel that you wash your hands with? Are we nervous that the towel has some moisture in it, and you're going to put it onto the table, and then that moisture is going to, transfer tumma, as we said, moisture transfers tumma. So Beishamai Omri Mekaneach Yada B'mapa Manicha LaShulchan. Beishamai says you can put it on the table. You can put it on the table, but as we'll see, you can't put it on the chair. The chair, the cushion, is going to be the one that might be tamei and make the liquid tamei, which is going to make your hands tamei again when you use it, and that's going to undermine your netilas yadayim. So Beis Shammai is nervous. Put it on the table. O Beis Hillel Amar Malakasas. Beis Hillel says, no, you could put it on the cushion. And we're not nervous that the liquid is going to become tameh from the cushion, and then you're going to use the towel, and it's going to make your hands tameh, and then you're just going to undermine your whole netilas yadayim. So therefore, Beis Hillel says we're not worried about that. Beis Shammai is worried about that. So the Gemara says, Mathnisa b'shulchan shel shayah v'shel prakim, she'ena makabel tumah. What the Mishnah is talking about, the table is not makabel tumah. Made out of marble, made out of pieces, so that's why Beis Shammai says, put it on the table. My tamei under Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says, put it on the table. Shelo yitamu mashkin shebemapa menakeh says, because if you put it on the cushion that you're sitting on, maybe the liquid in the towel will become tamei the cushion that you're on. V'yachshu v'yitamu es yadav. And then they're going to be matame your hands when you use it again during the meal. And then it's going to undermine your netila. Well, my time on the Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, I'm not worried about that. La'olam safik mashkin liyadayim tahar. First of all, how wet is the towel? You know, how is it tofeach amanas latfiach? Right, you probably wouldn't use this towel to dry your hands if it was so wet, right? So Beis Hillel says, first of all, it's a safek mashkin liyadayim tar, so you don't have to worry about that. Davar acher ein yadayim lechulin. And also number two, remember this is all an extension of the rule of for truma, right? Where it's a takana for chulin before the suda. Chazal made a rule before the meal, you have to be choshesh that your hands were laskanios and they're shnios, but we're not choshesh for recontamination, so to speak, retuma of the hands during the meal. We don't have to be so machmir. That is why Beis Hillel says that we're not worried, and you can put it on the akesis. It should remind me of there's a sheet, I think, from Shlomo Zalman, the Shmir Shabbos quotes, about washing one's hands, drying plates and cups. Let's say you want to dry your plate and a cup on Shabbos that you wash, and you want to set the table again. Can you dry it? Are you worried that you might come to squeeze out the towel if you use it for drying? So one of the poskim say, no, we're not worried, because the second that it's, you know, it's going to have enough moisture in it that you might be worried about squeezing, you're not going to use that to dry your plate anymore. Right? Mimon of shach. Yeah, you're just going to put it down and use a different plate. So therefore, it wouldn't be a problem. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Bayuk Beis Shammai. But shall we continue next time with more Tumah V'Tahara issues? One more omad about Tumah V'Tahara issues, and then we get into other machlokos about Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel related to Suda.